Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Chattanooga is home to one of the best collegiate wrestling events in the country, the Southern Scuffle. It is a fantastic event. Some of the best wrestlers in the country will be in the McKenzie Arena January 1st and 2nd. Fantastic event, a great way to support collegiate wrestling, local wrestling, and the Chattanooga Mox. Daily tickets are available. They are $20 for general admission. If you want a reserve seat in the lower bowl, it'll cost you $35 a day. Padded reserved seats are $40 per day. Now, if you want to go and attend all of the sessions, all session tickets are $35 for general admission, $65 for lower level reserved, $75 for the padded reserved seats. And this will get you in every session both days. Now, if you only can attend the finals, those tickets are available for just $10. If you want to go, make a day out of it. Great way to spend your New Year's weekend. You can add on $100 for both days or $65 for a one-day pass, and that will give you two full meals each day, two drinks, snacks, and a cash bar. So, look, when you go, you don't have to worry about where are we going to eat, where are we going to get something to drink. It doesn't matter. You can spend your day in the arena watching wrestling. Tickets can all be purchased online, gomox.com, or call the UTC ticket office at 423-266-MOX. All right, so we're going to talk about the Southern Scuffle today. We're going to visit with head coach Kyle Ruchel, who also, by the way, became a new dad. We'll get to that coming up later on. We're going to start it off this week with Franco Valdez, the Miami native. He joins us on Mox on the Mic. Well, Franco, listen, we got a lot of stuff I want to get into you. Let's start with the scuffle for a little bit. What is that like as a competitor to take part in an event like this?
It's a great first of all, it's a great opportunity to wrestle guys from the Big Ten, Big 12. There's a lot of great competition. And it's just great to host a really nice event the first day of the year. So it's just a great time to be wrestling.
Now, how many years will this be for you in competing in the scuffle?
So last year we couldn't host it, obviously, because of COVID. So this will be my fourth tournament competing.
Tell me about some of your memories from being a part of this.
Yeah, I mean, my first 2 years, I was young. Lost some tough first-round matches. The most notable one was 2 years ago, 2020. I was having a pretty good season down at 133 pounds. And the first round, I had a tough kid from Navy. He ended up going on to take seventh in that scuffle. And, it's a pretty noteworthy match. I busted my nose. The match went to double overtime. I ended up dropping it, but it was a very, very hard-fought match.
You're from Miami originally. Tell us about wrestling in South Florida. What's it like? What's the level of competition like down in South Florida?
Man, it's always been very tough. As far as my district and region, in high school, out of the 3 years of four, I had wrestled my finals opponent. I've wrestled him in the county tournament in the finals, and then either in the semifinals or in the finals of our regional tournament. And then I would always go on to be wrestling that finals match, it'll like always be that state finals matchup. So South Florida has been very, very tough. And I'm very fortunate to be coming out of that, melting pot of like really, really good wrestling down there.
So how did you find your way from Miami to Chattanooga? How'd you end up a Mock?
So funny thing, an old Mock, Chris Debian, he actually wrestled down in South Florida. This was like back in the day. He was a very young, and his dad coached down there. And the coaches, they saw me wrestle my senior year at Super 32 Nationals. It's a very high level tournament, very tough, probably like a top three tournament for high school wrestling. And I ended up getting All-American status. And then Chris Debian's dad called up our old head coach, Heath Esslinger, and he was just telling him, hey, man, like, you should really look into this guy. And they saw me wrestle, and they flew me out literally like the next weekend. I had a great visit, and I just loved the atmosphere here in Chat. I love that it was like so it's the closest school to Miami. It stays relatively warm, which is very, very big for me, you know. And it's just a great team, and I've had a great time being a Mock the last 4.5 years.
You redshirted your first year. Do you feel like that helped you make that transition into college?
Very much so. It was just good for me to kind of get into the swing of things. It was a very, very big change for me. And I'm sure a lot of freshmen athletes are just regular students. It's a very big change. So that redshirt year really helped me kind of ease my way into this transition. But, you know, we still had several tournaments, and it was still a good experience for me just to develop and grow up a little bit.
Now, how did you get into wrestling? How did you get introduced to the sport?
So my dad, he wrestled in high school. He only wrestled like one full season, which was his senior year. But my high school team were very close knit back home. So when I was getting started, when I was around 8 or 9, we started building a kids program to kind of weld our high school team and try to make it a good feeder program. And then, you know, over a couple of years, we just had our team grow each year. And my dad really pushed me as well. He would always take me out of big tournaments. He was flying me out to Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, even went out west a couple times. So my dad really introduced me to it. He pushed me, and I just I fell in love with wrestling. So it's been great.
All conference last year. Do you set goals like that? Wrestling, and I realize it is in totality, it is a team sport, but at its smallest level, it's very much an individual sport. Yeah, do you set goals like that for yourself to be, you know, whether that's all conference, all American, what kind of goals do you set?
Yeah, definitely goal setting is very big for wrestling, especially having such a long season. It, you know, starts in November, and then the national tournament is in March. So it's more of a marathon, and tournaments like the Scuffle, I've been setting my goal on making that podium. Very big tournament. It's a very big test for like the national tournament, because you'll see a lot of Big 10, Big 12 guys. You'll see guys from bigger schools. As far as conference, man, like, it's always been tough. We're always battling with App State and Campbell. So I'm always looking forward for those matchups, getting big wins. And then conference, it's just I lost that chance last year, so I'm really trying to get that victory this year, trying to be the conference champion.
And in one record last year, does that make you a little more excited coming in to get this season started?
Yeah, definitely. It was last year was very interesting season because of COVID, you know, but I made the most out of it, and then it just really fueled me for this season, having a full schedule, going out to wrestle these big name schools. So so that definitely gave me some fire for sure.
All right, give folks your sales pitch. Why should they come out and spend January 1st and January 2nd at the Scuffle?
Well, for one thing, I already touched on this earlier. It's going to be pretty warm in Chattanooga. You know, you should always be fleeing down south for the winter vacations. And the Scuffle, it is a very, very big wrestling tournament. It's going to be fun. We always have really good teams competing. It's just 2 days of like the best college wrestling you'll see. And on top of that, you'll see the Mocs really fighting out there this year. We're very motivated. So please come out, get some tickets, and enjoy some really good wrestling.
Frank, I always enjoy it watching you on the mat. I appreciate the time today and look forward to catching up with you again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Head Coach Kyle Richelle just joined the ranks of fatherhood recently. We'll talk about being a new dad and the Southern Scuffle with the Chattanooga head coach. Well, first off, Coach, I got to know, are you getting any sleep?
I'm getting more sleep than my wife. That's for sure. It's not too bad. I mean, being a little bit older, not in my like mid 20s with a baby, it's not that bad. I deal with 18 to 22 year olds every day, so it's not terrible.
Well, listen, glad to hear that wife and baby are doing well, and you're back at it, huh?
Always, man. There's no rest. Man, I'm excited. Just to be back at work, see these guys, and then to see these guys' faces after the baby being born. And my wife's pretty much around all the time, so they were super excited, and can't wait to meet him.
Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for you guys, namely the Southern Scuffle that is coming January 1 and 2. Big event. Let's start first. Can you talk a little bit about the competition and some of the teams that are going to be here?
Yes. So I think this is one of the toughest scuffles we've had, at least since I've been here. But I think since roughly about 2016-17, we have five top 10 teams, Oklahoma State being one of those teams, Missouri being another, NC State, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. Got a couple Big Ten teams in Maryland and Michigan State, but then Minnesota and Penn State are going to bring a couple guys too. So, five national champs, 26 All-Americans. And so this field is going to be something to watch. If you want to get a good test of what the national tournament's going to look like, you better be here in McKenzie Arena.
Tickets are on sale now, so you can get your tickets in. $20 for general admission tickets. Those are daily tickets. You can get all session tickets for just $35 for general admission. And, of course, you can get lower level reserve seats. They are $35 daily. Lower level reserve seats for all sessions are $65. Tell me about your squad now as you guys go in to compete. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is kind of a, would you call this a measuring stick for you guys in regards to this is where we are, this is where we need to get to, find out a lot about your team with when you go up against competitions like this?
Absolutely. I think the first semester, November, December, we've had a couple duels here and there, but this is a tournament setting, just like the national tournament. And so we get to put a lot of our guys in this bracket and see who's stepping up to the competition ahead of us. And so wrestling these national caliber guys, possibly getting in the rankings and beating a couple of them is huge. It sets us up for the rest of the year. And that's what we're looking forward to. I think our guys did a great job last week of moving forward and continuing to fight hard. We wrestled Illinois in a dual meet and had them beat. We just didn't do everything that it takes. We let that one slip away. And so wrestling these teams at the scuffle gives us another chance, another opportunity to wrestle high caliber talent and get ourselves set up for SoCons and Nationals.
I imagine in a weekend like that, it's not always about just wins, right? I mean, it is about seeing how guys compete on that kind of stage.
Absolutely. We say, hey, go fight, right? Go fight for every point on the mat, every grade in the classroom, and whatever you believe in off the mat. And so what we look for is doing the hard things on the wrestling mat, the mat returns, the riding at the end of periods, the takedowns at end of periods, doing all those things, win or lose, coaches are going to be happy, but you give yourself a better chance to win if you're fighting for those hard positions and those hard moments of matches.
What have you seen from your guys here in the early going of the season?
I think we started slow, but recently I like where we're at. I like what I saw last weekend. I didn't get to be there, and it drove me nuts because their Wi-Fi was a little bit slow because they had some storms, and that's totally understandable. But watching film on our guys from this past weekend, I love where we're at. We got to continue to get better, but I'm seeing progress from the first couple of duels to now, and we just got to keep that ball rolling all the way through this weekend and then all the way into the scuffle.
I know there's always competition, and you guys compete all during the week before you get to a duel on the weekend. But what weight classes in your mind remain in doubt for you guys right now, or do you feel like you're pretty settled at most of the weight classes?
We're settled in a few guys that just have already separated themselves, like Fabian. Obviously, he's been in the lineup for, it seems like, a decade now, but he's pretty much solidified his spot, beating another ranked opponent, beating Justin Cardini, who is ranked 21st in the country last weekend, and beating him handily, 6-0. That's not easy to do, and guys like that have kind of solidified their spot, but we don't really nail down our roster until after the scuffle. We want to see these guys wrestle against national caliber talent. And then after that, depending on how they compete and who they've beaten, that kind of gives us a better judgment of who's probably going to be our starter the rest of the year.
Who stood out in your eyes here in the early going?
Fabian, obviously, went in a ranked match. Noah Castillo and Grant Lundy, both of those guys at 49, they've really done a great job of pushing themselves. And I mean, they're battling for that starting spot. Braden Palmer at 133 had an All-American on the edge of his seat there and had a great opportunity to get a great win. He's got to have not so many ups and downs, be a little bit more consistent, but he's kind of shown himself to be very, very good in certain positions. And then I would just go shoot the rest of the guys. I'm happy with them, but they have to have those big wins, and they're still looking for them.
you take guys like Castillo and Lundy, you're talking about two guys that are very young. Are you willing to sometimes put a young guy in there and understand that maybe he's going to have to take his lumps for a little while, but you know by the time he's a junior, by the time he's a senior, that's going to pay off a little bit?
These guys got to be tested. They got to know if we just pad their schedule their whole career until it's supposed to be tough, they don't know what it feels like. They don't know what it looks like. And so we're willing to put those guys out there. If they're the guy, they're the guy. We're going to put them in there. They're going to feel what it looks like. And so they know every day when they're coming in and they're training, they know what it's supposed to look like. And so, no, we don't hold anybody back for that reason at all. We actually do the opposite. We put their feet to the fire so they know right away, okay, this is what it is. Now let's train that way every single day.
So the scuffle is coming up. That's going to happen New Year's Day starting January 1st, January 2nd. You can take in all of the action there inside the McKenzie Arena. Tickets are on sale now, so get your tickets. Coach, how much are you involved, whether it's from the scheduling standpoint or just the operational standpoint of making this thing go? How hands-on do you get in it?
Luckily, when I came here, they told me, hey, we want you to coach. And so I get to do – basically, I help put the mats down, and I get the teams here. Other than that, our administration does a great job. Jay Blackman has really run with this thing. He does everything top to bottom, from getting lanyards to making sure the teams are comfortable when they're here, all of those details that if I had to do it, I would have to take time away from our athletes, especially the day of. And so I have to thank our administration for just taking all those things over and allowing me to coach. And so I just got to make sure the teams are here and the mats are down. Other than that, I don't have to do much.
How big is it in the wrestling community for Chattanooga to have an event like this?
It's second to none. I've been to many other tournaments other than the NCAA tournament, which there's only one of those suckers. This is the next best, right? This is the best open tournament in the country. And so to have all eyes on Chattanooga and Chattanooga wrestling and the community and what we're all about is huge. It's great for recruiting. It's great for fundraising. It's great for alumni. It's great for boosters. It's great for just everything that revolves around UTC Athletics and Chattanooga Wrestling.
Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck the rest of the way. I know we're going to catch up, and we'll talk again to you soon, but looking forward to getting the scuffle here, and best of luck to you and your guys as you go compete.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks to Franco Valdez and Kyle Ruchelle for joining us this week, and don't forget, New Year's weekend. Put it on your calendar right now. You're going to want to come to the McKenzie Arena and spend it with Chattanooga Wrestling. You'll see some of the best collegiate wrestlers in the country taking part in the Southern Scuffle at the McKenzie Arena. Again, tickets, $20 general admission per day. If you want to go to all sessions per day, it's $35. Lower level reserve seats are available. Padded seats are available. Look, if you can't come all day, both days, just get your tickets and come to the finals. That will only cost you $10. So absolutely a fantastic deal, and you will see some tremendous competition. Also, don't forget about the hospitality pass. You add on $100 for both days or just $65 for one day. You get two meals, two drinks, snack, access to a cash bar. That is with the hospitality pass. Tickets are available right now. You can go to GoWox.com and purchase some, or you can call the UTC ticket office at 423-266-BOX. That's 423-266-6627. All right, that is going to do it for us this week here on Mox on the Mic. We invite you to stick around and join us again next week. Another episode. Getting a little late in the year here, so we're going to start winding some things down as we work our way towards New Year. Our producer, Tate Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth. So long, everybody, and go Mox.
Thanks for listening to Mox on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. and we'll see you again soon.